E. Charter schools. Since the 1990s, over 40 U.S. states have introduced charter schools in an effort to improve academic performance. Like traditional public schools, charter schools receive public funding, but they are given greater freedom in their operations in exchange for more accountability. This freedom allows charter schools to accept private funding, which can be used to provide better facilities for their students. Each of these schools has a charter, which is a performance contract detailing the school's programs and assessment methods. Some education experts have criticized charter schools because they receive grants from private sponsors in return for influence over decision-making. Diane Ravitch of New York University warns that handing over control to wealthy sponsors is fundamentally anti-democratic. Her concern is that input from parents and the wider community is often absent, and that charter schools are at risk of becoming a platform for the political agendas of their sponsors. A further criticism is that some schools are failing to achieve what they promise in their charters. A national study by economist Margaret Raymond shows that student performance in 37% of charter schools is actually worse than in traditional public schools.
Questions. Number 19. What is one way charter schools differ from traditional public schools? Number 20. Why does Diane Ravitch criticize charter schools?